Because they receive federal funding, city agencies send demographic reports to the federal government. Now Councilman Garrett Dennis wants them to present those findings annually to city council. He also wants funding for the position of diversity manager, which has been vacant for years because of budget constraints. But Councilman Matt Schellenberg criticizes Dennis's bill as unnecessary and asks where the diversity tracking would stop.
I find this, quite frankly, affront to the American way. And quite frankly, why don't you apply it to all businesses? So if that's the case, all businesses have to follow into this thing. And it just balloons out of proportion.
Schellenberg says city authorities should not be liable for natural ebbs and flows in diversity. Dennis pushed back, saying the bill doesn't mandate hiring quotas or impose penalties.
In no way, anywhere in this bill, it says hire a certain person for race. It's basically forcing the issue to cast a broader net to look in the underrepresented areas.
Dennis says he drafted the measure with full support of the mayor's office after 5 JEA employees filed federal discrimination charges against the community-owned utility. Demographic data from JEA shows around 17% of its workforce is Black, while census data shows African Americans make up more than 30% of the city's population. The bill passed the committee 6-1 and now moves to a full council vote next week. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.